Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great, you're getting all salt since our standing by will take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a dead body was discovered in a porta-potty in Pittsburgh on Saturday morning.
All right, that doesn't seem that crazy.
No?
Probably an overdose.
Probably not from Pittsburgh.
A Pittsburgh porta-potty.
Somebody went someplace to shoot up, and that's what happened.
We're assuming.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Unless maybe somebody's, you know, grandpa said he's going to run to the bathroom. Yeah. We haven't seen him.
Could it be a heart attack?
They might not have died in there either.
Over the weekend, I waited like 5 minutes for a porta-potty. I thought about going in there and making sure they were okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at what point do you check?
I knocked on the door. Like,
did you knock on the door?
Oh, yeah. Well, after like 5 minutes, I really thought that they were, I think I could hear them in there making weird noises. Like, oh, this is not good.
Wait, you heard them make a noise and you still knocked on the door?
I'm still waiting. Well, there's a lot of people in line.
Why would you knock on the door if you hear them make a noise?
I want to let you know, you're taking way too long.
He knows he's taking long, so he's making
that
weird noise.
That is not going to make somebody speed up.
No, man.
Shut the door and get out.
What you doing in there, man?
Come on, man. Push.
If that dude's dropping a deuce in a porta potty, you know he has to go.
Push.
Well, and if he's taking that long, he's probably having a crisis, man. I've been there myself where, you know what, sometimes this is going to take a minute.
It took more than five. Turn. I waited five. Freeman knocked on the thing.
Man, I need 10.
You need 10?
Sometimes.
Like, get off your phone. Enough.
Man, I'm not kidding. There have been times where I've been here and the lights have shut off.
I've had that happen, too.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah, on the timer in the bathroom.
That's right.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's a weird thing.
You just need a minute. Mm-hmm. A magician in India tried to pull a Harry Houdini trick by jumping into a river while shackled.
That didn't work out too well.
He never emerged, and now there's serious concern that he might be dead. They haven't found him.
No, they found him. They found his body.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, they sure did. Ta-da!
Impressive.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ta-da!
He didn't resurface.
Ta-da!
Man, Chris Angel pulls that stuff. He just doesn't come back out of the water.
Yeah, because he's a mind freak.
He just shows up in, for some reason, the porta potty that's right next
mind
to the audience.
Mind freak. Come for the ripped jeans.
It's a very fun show, by the way.
Stay for the spiked hair.
A man was arrested at JFK Airport in New York trying to smuggle 34 live birds from Guyana.
Did you see why?
Ghana,
I guess. G-U-Y-A-N-A.
Guyana, yeah.
Guyana. You're on it.
They were hidden in plastic hair curlers.
Did you see why he was ringing them back?
No.
Apparently, a bird singing competition somewhere in the States. I don't remember where. Apparently, it is a big effing deal to the people in that circle. So he was smuggling these birds, I guess, because they sing beautifully. So he could sell these things on the black market for people that want to enter a bird into the bird singing competition.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Yep.
A man broke a Guinness World Record by shoving 146 blueberries into his mouth.
Wow.
Anyone know the previous record?
My guess is 145.
Okay, yeah.
So 146 is the most blueberries anybody's ever had in their mouth at once.
Correct. You think you can beat it?
No.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, do they sit there and wait for him to swallow or something like that?
I'd be too scared to choke on one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you just have to put them in your mouth and not swallow them.
I guess you got to be ready for them to be crushed. Like, do you crush them as you put them in?
I don't know the technique.
I think you got to keep them full.
Yeah, I would think, right?
146 is a lot, though, man.
That's why it's a world record.
Yeah, that's a fact. Disneyland fans are outraged right now after the famous Main Street Cinema was transformed into a gift shop.
I don't know what the Main Street Cinema is.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
The fans are really pissed.
There's a lot of gift shops there.
Right.
Every ride has a gift shop, you know, as Ted was saying in the other episode. Unique to that one ride.
Then there's you get dropped off in the gift shop every time you leave a ride.
There's the Main Street USA type gift shops, which have just a little bit of everything.
There's vendors.
Mm-hmm. Like they need another one. The tree.
Main Street Cinema. But they weren't showing movies on Main Street and Disney.
They were showing many old Disney cartoons like Steamboat.
All right. So, yeah, there's one of those in Disney.
The really old one they show.
Steamboat Willie. You're right. Sorry.
Footage from Steamboat Willie. Like, we've all seen it.
Well, I don't know about Disneyland. Would you say it was Land or World?
Let me look back here. Land.
All right. So I will tell you this, and I shouldn't let this out, but the one in Disney World on Main Street, if you go hang out in there, some of the upper echelon characters come out there.
Oh, who would be upper echelon?
Donald Duck. Goofy.
Okay. Pluto. You're talking like, yeah, the main four.
The big one.
Just
the
not Mick or Minnie.
He's much too important to go see a movie.
That makes no sense to me.
Man, he's got stuff to do. He's a mobster.
I know.
Running the place.
He's the tree. People in the back.
The tree in California that inspired Dr. Seuss while he was writing The Lorax has fallen down.
Oh, no.
I don't know that I ever saw that movie or read that book.
I didn't read the book, and I didn't see the movie.
I didn't realize it was based on an actual real tree.
I had no idea.
It fell. That's when I learned that.
I mean, you got to assume that inspiration comes from places.
It's Dr. Seuss. I assume the inspiration came from opium.
Acid.
Right.
A man in New York robbed a Dunkin' Donuts, then took an Uber as his getaway car.
Because he's an idiot.
Yes.
Don't rob Dunkin' Donuts.
And don't you take a couple dozen donuts?
Yeah, if I rob the Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean, you're not just getting, like, give me all your cash and those French crullers.
Yeah, I want the donuts.
Yeah, I take 12 French crullers and a large iced coffee latte.
And maybe a couple boxes of donut holes.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Maybe a stack or two of undies.
Yeah.
Give me all your donut holes, that whole rack of French crullers, and all your cash.
A new survey asked people.
At the end, to be like, yeah, the cash.
A new survey asked people what wedding advice they got that they wish that they'd followed. The top answers are.
Don't do it.
Not on the list, surprisingly.
No.
Relax and enjoy the day, take more pictures, and stick to your budget. Because it's one day, and it's going to go away fast. And
so in other words, they're going to tell you what you should already know.
That's right.
Who's behind all the parties?
What do you mean?
Like the weddings I get, right? It's an old tradition. You want to show off your family's wealth, even though you don't have it. But like nowadays, there's like showers or co-eds. There's...
Yeah, don't do that.
Different parties beforehand.
See,
it seems like somebody's starting this, and we're just...
Just saying they're not really on the groom side of the party there, Ted.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, don't make these parties co-ed because there's not a guy that wants to go to any of this garbage. It's painfully stupid to us.
Other than
honestly.
That,
like, we don't want to go. Don't make a co-ed. We're really, really happy when we don't have to go.
Here's what people in other countries think of our eating habits. Domino's in Japan just came out with a New Yorker pizza that's covered in over 2 pounds of cheese.
Good God.
That's too much cheese. Most pizzas need a good balance of everything.
Yes.
Get a good pizza.
I just read this the other day. Like, apparently American-style pizza is like a thing.
It's always
over the top and ridiculous. Like, I want to say in Italy, there's a place that serves it with French fries on top.
Italy,
like,
They do silly stuff. That's if you say pizza, they assume it's Italian. If you say American pizza, you understand that this is next level stuff.
We just call it the cheeseburger pizza.
I love a cheeseburger pizza. Because very rarely do you put yellow cheese on a pizza, except for the taco pizza.
I do like a taco pizza.
Yeah.
I agree with both of you.
Yeah,
I think cheddar should get more involved in the pizza game and cheeseburger pizza.
When you go to Canada, they put blue cheese as part of the cheese, three cheese blend, and it just kind of has a weird curveball effect to it in my mind.
Ugh.
Yeah, curveball, that's the word I would use, Miles.
You just don't expect biting into a pizza and tasting blue cheese.
Unless you have something else with.
Right.
Bartenders on Long Island, New York, and in Kingsport, Tennessee have been fake feuding over where the Long Island iced tea was invented. So they held a contest as a publicity stunt last week. Tennessee won.
Yeah. Right.
But now the New York team says the contest was rigged and they're threatening possible legal action.
How can you rig a drink contest?
I don't know.
And what do you
pay the judges?
Legal action? Come on.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, that's it, really.
I would also think, like, I don't know. Like, I know there's fancy bars in New York and stuff, but I trust the Appalachians, like, Tennessee and stuff for drinks.
For whiskey.
And it's a strong drink with a lot of liquors in it.
Well, it seems like all the stuff that the fancy bars order come from that particular part of the country.
The only person on our entire show that drinks them is Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one else would ever touch one of those.
Mike, did you see the difference in the recipes?
No.
Oh, they were using, like, a real, like, I think, like, simple syrup instead of soda or something.
Right.
Ooh.
Gotcha. Okay.
A survey last week found that broccoli is America's favorite vegetable. But in a new survey, corn and potatoes tied for first, and broccoli was actually eighth.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
those are carbohydrates.
Yeah, broccoli. Yeah. Broccoli. If you ask me, I'll say broccoli is my favorite vegetables. When you say vegetable, I just assume you mean a green vegetable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, potatoes and corn are kings.
So technically, it probably should be an onion.
Do you guys know what the most hated veggies are?
All of them.
Lima beans.
Not on there.
Tell me it's beets.
Beets is on there, yes.
Yeah, beets are awful.
Turnips. Radishes.
Okay.
We're listening, Hair Club. Brussels sprouts.
Wow.
And artichokes.
I like Brussels sprouts.
I like a radish on a Mexican taco.
I like none of that.
A woman in Oklahoma set fire to her neighbor's house, but the way that she was caught is making headlines, and I will test your memory 1 hour from now.
Oh, thank you. We'd appreciate that, Mike. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, visuals.
Hola. All right, Thomas, you understand how this here game is played?
No, I've never played.
Well, tough. Here is your story. There's a woman charged with setting her ex-boyfriend's apartment building on fire, and she pleaded guilty to it this week. The New Carrollton, Maryland woman pleaded guilty to multiple counts of arson, malicious burning, destruction, and other charges in setting a fire that displaced 130 people and caused $2.2 million in damages. Firefighters responded to the fire, and they found a fire in a three-story garden-style apartment building. It took firefighters nearly 2 hours to put out the flames. And the fire damaged 4 apartment buildings. Officials said no injuries were reported at the time, but they did rule the fire to be, quote, incendiary, which I would imagine most fires are. Anyway, the woman who set the fire, she was sentenced to about 25 years plus 5 years of supervised probation because they all agree that she be crazy. My question is, do you believe that she is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
She is probably Asian.
I will just tell you this. I grew up very close to New Carrollton, to PG. Like, I would think, bet highly on it being black.
Just playing the numbers?
Well, playing the numbers, and then again, whenever there's a house fire about an ex-boyfriend, I go to the left eye Lopez theory, and so far it's worked a couple times.
So what do you think,
Thomas? You gonna stick with the Asian final answer?
Asian final answer.
Okay, we're gonna find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
12 minutes takes to PG County, Maryland. Woman who pleads guilty to setting her ex's apartment building on fire. Quite a few units as well. Displacing over 100 residents, she ended up getting 25 years.
And 5 years supervised probation. But Thomas, we asked you, did you believe that this crazy woman was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You went Asian. Ted gave his advice, said, hey man, look, I grew up right around the corner from this joint. I'm telling you, you play the numbers black. But in the end, you went Asian. Yeah, sorry. No, Ted, of course, black.
Yeah.
If you know anything about that area, it could not be anything else. Like, it is almost a statistical impossibility that it'd be anyone other than black in New Carrollton, Maryland.
Yeah. My brother played Babe Ruth baseball in New Carrollton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
One thing that's always fun, I know, Miles Thrill, your favorite time of year to watch local news is around the holidays because you got the other staff in there that's not working as much.
It is fantastic stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
So, and nowadays with local news, I think there is more bloopers just because it's on constantly on every channel.
Starting at 4 a.m. We're up at 4 a.m., so you don't have to.
So I feel like I cut some of these news people a little more credit now just because, like, they got to fill a lot of time.
Right.
And they're on a lot, right? So there's going to be more opportunities for mistakes. But it's always funny and it's visual, so you get to see him squirm. So here's some of the best ones from last month.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back to you.
There's some fog. Oh my gosh. Mainly.
May is Lyme Awareness Month in Minnesota, and today several lawmakers in the cities will be lit up. Not lawmakers, rather. Landmarks. That was a good one, sorry.
And this is really an inspirational story. And I mean, this woman is 77 years old. Her name is... Her name is...
You can visit lsdmatchmaker.com for more information.
LDS Matchmaker. LSD Matchmaker. Probably a totally different website. You don't go there and find a match.
I just read what's...
Don't go to that website. Don't go to that website to find a match.
I'm assuming that's out of Utah.
That's my guess, yeah.
Right, because LDS, yeah. Of course, is
uh-huh. And the guy really laughing, he's done LSD.
Yeah,
Latter-day Saints, right. Oh, the first time I went to, well, the only time I've been to Salt Lake City, I did the same thing. I kept calling it LSD.
You can't help it, right?
Yeah. Well, sorry, and outside of, like, being in Utah, you don't hear that term a bunch. You hear that people are Mormon, but LDS seems very specific to Utahians.
Right. Utahans?
Utahn it.
Is it just a Utah?
I think it's Utah.
A Utonian.
You know, I got to Google this. I got to know. What do you call someone? Hang on. What is your guess? What do you think?
Hang on.
I'm going to say...
A Ute.
Is it just Ute?
Maybe it is a Ute.
The two Utes? Well, no. The sports program is named the Utes after a...
After Native American.
Exactly.
Utahns.
Utahn.
U-T-A-H-N-S. Yeah.
Get over here, you Utahn.
Oh, look at that Utahn.
I am a Utahn from Utah.
That sounds triumphant.
I am here to see your leader. I am a Utahn.
Bring me your wives.
Or it's just something mean.
I'm tired. What can I drink?
All right, you know what? We've had people call in. Everybody's told stories about getting caught by their children having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a funny story from Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark. And basically, their child is an adult now, and it was her birthday.
So she opens the door, and we're like, ah, close the door.
We both say, no,
I'm
being resuscitated.
And she goes, it's a lie, it's my birthday.
She shuts the door, and you hear, you just ruined my birthday. In my life, and I used to see in color, and now everything is gray.
And now we're having brunch.
We're eating. We're like, this is delicious. That's delicious. And she's like this. She goes, you're disgusting.
And I'm like, my dad's here. I said, Lola. And she goes, you guys have no chill. So you act like you're 20.
You're 20, but you're not.
I'm not sure she saw anything, but whatever. It was.
I made eye contact with her.
Poor Lola.
I know. I very much enjoy the dramatics of the 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
You ruined my life. Like, this is
absolutely
the worst birthday ever.
She's right.
Yeah, well, and it's hard, right? It's like when people go through a breakup, right? Or they're going through something tough. Like, in time, they will get better. But nobody wants to hear that. And it's the same thing with teenagers, right? Like, we can all look at them now as older people and be like, trust me, you ain't gonna sweat this in a few years.
Right, yeah, but, we know, but...
Right, but that morning, that's a massive deal, and they're the worst parents on the planet.
Correct. And that's the thing. You have to sit to the silliness like, this is not even important. But at that time, it is of monumental importance to you, and you just have to accept the stupidity.
Yeah.
This is the worst day of my life. Like, oh my God, no, it's not.
Right, and we all
and
did
if it. If it is the worst day of your life, you've led a really, really, really good life. But again, thinking back to 18, just not how you're seeing the world.
No. And I mean, for them, a lot of it is the worst day of their life.
Sure. Ever.
Right? Every other day was just going to school and stuff. You ever get caught that bad? Like in the act?
No.
Not that bad.
No, the closest I've come to anything remotely near my kids happened kind of like last week. I was sleeping in my daughter's room because my brother and sister and their two kids, they were sleeping on the floor, but they're all sharing my room. So I was sleeping in my daughter's room, and I went to use the bathroom, And we ran out of toilet paper in her bathroom. So I was looking for the toilet paper underneath the sink. So I started opening up all these different drawers and looking, like, there's like a Tupperware thing in there. There's all kinds of stuff. And I open up this one drawer, and this pack of condoms comes flying out of me.
Hey, hey, safe sex.
So I looked at it, I'm like, like, it wasn't any act, but it was still evidence of what had been going on, you know what I mean, in that room?
Someone read a ribcage.
Yeah. Oh, so you almost caught them.
I didn't catch them. I just saw the remnants of what had been in there before with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? So this is her bathroom. This is what she has underneath the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I had to drop a dad joke the next time I saw her at graduation. I can't remember what the context of it was, but I told her something to the effect of, like, it's okay, I approve of your lifestyle.
Yeah!
It's a
color. Yeah! All right!
That's a delayed joke. Takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those. It's a thinking man's joke.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah, sure.
Was the box unopened?
No, yes, it was open.
Oh.
There's only two. How many do you think come in a box?
Why, no, three.
No, that one had 12.
One at a time, if you're lucky. Oh.
No, it was box 12 with two left.
Oh, damn.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I will say, it's different. Obviously, it's your kid. Let's take them out of this.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, you know, at my age, I still take great pride in it. And I go to the corner store often for multitude of things. So whenever I'm buying condoms, the guy's like, big night.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm hoping so, man.
All right. So your kid just graduated. Some kids, when they graduate, they go off to college. Some kids, when they go off to college, fail out of college.
That is correct.
So for a lot of people, this is going to make no sense to you. I will tell you, though, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. I quote it all the time on the radio. People probably just don't realize it. That movie is Back to School. It's a comedy that came out in 1986 with Rodney Dangerfield. I didn't know it was that old either. So basically, Rodney Dangerfield plays a self-made millionaire, Thornton Mellon, who had, I think, like fat guy shops, like big and tall.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Thornton Mellon.
Guy shops.
I wasn't tall. I was just a fat guy.
Oh, I don't need the big Anton, just the big.
Yeah, I just need like the 46 waist. Yeah, so that's how he made all this money. So the whole thing is the son's going to fail out, or no, the son announces he's dropping out. Mellon goes up there and says, I'm going to enroll in the school and stay with you. So now they're talking about making a reality show out of this. I don't know how that works. Melissa McCarthy did a takeoff on the original movie with last year's Life of the Party. I had no idea that was supposed to be.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
But Back to School, the reality show, sounds simple enough. Parents go to college with their kids, but of course, it's all kinds of awkwardness, tension, and hilarity will ensue.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like stuff like this. Like, oh, my dad found my condoms.
Right. Why do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Pop quiz.
Yes.
Miles, at the end of the movie, Back to School, Thornton Mellon has to perform for the diving team. Do you remember what move he pulled off?
Was it the
triple Lindy?
Boom!
The triple Lindy.
All right.
Yeah.
God, I'm good. Put me on Jeopardy.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm age bracket fine for dad jokes, but if anybody says bubbles, I always say, what's a hot tub without bubbles? Okay. Bubbles get in the hot tub. Bubbles was a
It wasn't his girlfriend from MASH.
Who?
His love interest.
The blonde.
The woman who was...
what do they call it? Lips Houlihan?
Yeah, wasn't that Lips Houlihan?
What's her name?
I don't know.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it's her, though.
Yeah. Flunk me. Flunk you. All right. the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard. I don't know if you guys remember in the preseason, Kawhi Leonard gave a press conference for the Raptors.
Jeez.
That's a team from Atlanta. For the Toronto Raptors. And he had a very awkward laugh, right? So then yesterday they have the parade and everything. He got up on stage and basically just kind of mocked himself.
And like they said, enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah! Oh, Mike, do you have the original one? Oh, nice. So this, yep, no.
No, no, okay. Oh, that's okay.
He's right there.
Yeah, the glasses, there you go.
All right, we're going to play it one more time. It was so awkward.
Anyway.
He doesn't laugh very often either.
Apparently a pretty serious guy.
He seems super serious. I mean, there's a lot of memes going around that people think he's just a robot.
Yep.
I'm like, you got to start him up to get going. Boardman got paid, though.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I like that shirt he was rocking, too, man. Looked pretty awesome. Are you guys related to any celebrities?
I mean, past celebrities, I guess. Not really celebrities.
Not just one celebrity, but yeah. Miss USA.
Right, so you had a cousin that was Miss USA, yeah. Then competed in the Miss Universe concert.
The contest.
Contest? Yes. Yeah. Your past celebrities?
Cousin was Jack Dempsey. It was a heavyweight
boxer. Yeah, the boxer.
No, the fish. Come on, man.
Yeah, which is
his mom was
to the
a
Oscar.
Mermaid, yeah. Right.
Hey, you guys evolved quick.
And the beta fish.
Or late. I'm not sure. Either way, sometimes you find out some interesting things. PBS has been doing that show forever, where they basically go and they track people's... they just look at your... I don't want to say butt bloodline. You're not a royal.
Your butt line.
Your pedigree.
Your family tree or whatever.
Oh, what kind of bloodline does he have?
So sometimes you find out interesting things. Well, here is Seth Meyers talking to his newly found out cousin, Kevin Bacon.
I was on Finding Your Roots, and one of the things they do is they show you at the very end someone who is a genetic cousin of yours, and I got you. I'm 1 degree from Kevin Bacon.
Isn't that awesome? I heard about that.
Yeah.
And everyone was kept saying to me, hey, have you met Cousin Seth? Now, are you from the evil side of the family or the good side?
I'm from the good side of the family. Yeah.
And you know I was on the same show. And
yes.
And it was discovered that my wife is also my cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all three cousins.
Just three. Three and regular cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so can we expect you at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, good.
That's weird. Kira Sedgwick is also his cousin.
So yeah. Wouldn't that make Kira Sedgwick also Kevin Bacon's cousin?
Correct. And?
Freaky.
Yeah.
Freaky deaky.
Yeah, but some of that stuff,
Seth
right?
Myers.
Like my cousin's cousin, right? Like I don't have any blood relation to his cousins.
Oh, okay, yeah. Game on.
But I would still, I mean, I don't know.
However you want to justify it.
I never have to sleep at night, Ted, you know.
Because there's only one reason you need to go through that formula. Well,
let me see here.
What could that be?
There's only one reason you care.
About right? That math.
I will say, another funny thing was I had a mutual friend who thought he was kind of being a smartass. And he's like, oh, hey, man, I hooked up with your cousin last night. And I went, who? He told me. I go, they ain't blood related to me. That's my cousin's cousin. And... you should get a test.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
But I still know her. You know what I'm saying?
Polly Perrette, you would know her from being on NCIS forever. So when she left NCIS, she said, basically she just said it's because of Mark Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't really say what happened. She just said some kind of attack happened. So I guess people keep asking her. So she went on social media and said, no, I'm not coming back ever. Please stop asking. I am terrified of Harmon and him attacking me. I have nightmares about it. I have a new show that is safe and happy. Y'all love it.
Damn. But she never says what it was about.
Right, and then she says, right, like this, you think I didn't expect blow black?
Blow black. Yeah.
Sounds like what you should get for Father's Day.
Blow black.
You got me wrong. This happened to my crew member, and I fought like hell to keep it from happening again to protect my crew. Basically, this is what happened. Most people are saying that that Harmon would bring his dog to the set. The dog bit somebody, so then she was like, hey, your dog should be banned from the set. Like, it bit somebody. This isn't really a safe work environment. And apparently that is the genesis of how this all happened.
Oh, come on, man.
Dogs are known to really ruin some really long-time relationships with people.
Yes, they are.
I do feel like, I gotta be honest, I think she has a point here of like, all right, like, your dog bit somebody at work, like, you don't have to bring him anymore.
That you don't have to bring your dog to work.
What is this, Amazon?
I know, it's ridiculous. Like, and the thing is, the people that don't have dogs at Amazon, the ones I've talked to, are like, well, it's really annoying because people don't really take care of their dogs. Not that they don't take care of them, but they just let them wander loose. do whatever. I'm trying to work, and then there's a dog sniffing your crotch.
You know,
like,
you
it's ridiculous.
You know, you have the family, and they have the very young kid, and the kid is screaming, but they are somehow have made it to the point where this high-pitched, glass-shattering shriek does not really affect them, nor make them turn around or even acknowledge anything because they're used to it, but every other person in there is just cringing.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the same way with the dog parents. It's the same exact way. Oh, he just does that. He's going to poop on your desk and eat your sandwich for lunch.
Like, that's not okay.
It's not all right. You know, that's just what he... And by the way, if it's your dog, why is he wandering around? Why aren't you keeping an eye on him? You brought him in here. He's your responsibility.
That's all. Right? That's all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the same thing with, like, pet deposits, right? You know that joke. It's like... Well, you know, if you live in an apartment, like, you got to pay a deposit to have your cat in there that lays around all day. It's like, I can hear my neighbor's kids banging on my wall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They don't need a deposit.
I don't even think they know what walking softly is.
No, they don't.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Alabama man feeds pet attack squirrel meth to make sure that it's at the ready. Meanwhile, a pit bull puppy saves family from a fire, carries out baby by diaper with her teddy. Cops apologize for Father's Day tweet asking families to turn in wanted dads. A man sues brewery over woman's only IPA, saying he'll never wear one of those pads. And a woman pulled over with a skeleton riding shotgun. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story in Oklahoma. A woman that was so angry at her neighbors took matters into her own hands. She claims that the building was home to numerous drug dealers and addicts, and police had visited the home on multiple occasions. She was so tired of dealing with the addicts next door that she took matters into her own hands and tossed a flaming stick into the home, catching it on fire. While firefighters managed to put out the flames, they quickly figured out how to find who set it ablaze. The security cameras on the home of the arsonist herself. She was arrested.
Why would you give them? I just don't get it.
Neither do I, man. Maybe it was just a fit of rage, so she never actually thought, like, hey, I've got eyeballs on this house.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Either way, she's an idiot, and now she's arrested.
Right. Criminals can be stupid. In other news, let's go to New Brunswick, where a woman's purchase freaked out shoppers. The woman and her son had just purchased a Halloween decoration at a yard sale, a realistic-looking skeleton that they bought for $2. Because there was no room in the trunk, they put it in the front seat and buckled him in. It's when they went to the grocery store to do a little shopping, and were a little shocked when there were police surrounding her car when she came back. Everyone had a good laugh after police verified the decoration. They, like, legitimately...
I saw a picture of it. Like, yeah, man. Like, oh, my God.
It's not bad at all. But she got up there and was like, oh, it's just a decoration. The police were serious. Like, open the door. Let us take a look at this thing.
It'll scare the kids at Halloween, then.
It will. And on the one hand, I know that criminals can be absolutely stupid. On the other hand, driving a skeleton in the passenger seat...
Kind of funny.
I don't know. Anywho. Brought to me by our own Steve the Thrill Hill, we go to Nebraska, where a man has been arrested on indecent exposure charges. For whatever reason, officers needed to be called to a local Arby's after a man was seen walking towards the restaurant openly and vigorously masturbating.
I have the meats, too.
I love sandwiches.
It's just so odd.
Hey, look, you're not going to ruin my Arby's dining experience one way or the other.
No.
I'm still going to enjoy it.
I mean, Miles would shake his head and laugh at it.
Yeah.
But he would still completely just go right through that drive-thru.
I get the order of hot cheddar cheese that they put on the, beef and cheddar.
Yeah.
I did my curly fries. Place could do no wrong.
Not a bad call, Miles. Yeah.
What if he put the curly fries around as, you know, he's walking down the street?
Just twirl that thing around there.
Like horsey sauce.
Damn.
You still get the classic beef and cheddar?
Sure, yeah. Man.
They got so much stuff now.
Yeah, they do have a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
In Alabama, during a drug raid, police rescued an unlikely animal. We covered this a little bit earlier today. The apartment that was raided was home to a man wanted for meth possession, but when they got inside the residence, they noticed a caged squirrel.
A
Dun, dun, dun. The man admitted that it was an attack squirrel that was fed methamphetamine by its caretaker to keep it aggressive. It
absolutely was.
The man was arrested and the squirrel was released into the wild.
I think that's the worst idea.
Absolutely, it's the worst idea.
They killed that black bear down in Portland for no reason because the bear was being, you know,
too friendly.
Overly friendly, as you said, Steve. If they're overly angry,
if you're overly aggressive, kill it. It's overly friendly. Yeah, kill it. Basically, exactly. We don't like bears. Let's just say.
Now we obviously have a very overly aggressive squirrel that you're letting out into the wild.
One, how did they capture it?
I don't want to see the guy die.
Two, how did they feed it meth? They actually released it. Just here, let it go.
Bad.
It has happened again, gents.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
We go to Dallas, where a woman was arrested and charged for her disciplinary methods. Her 5-year-old stepdaughter apparently wouldn't stop yelling, so she decided to take the calm route by dousing the young girl's face with rubbing alcohol.
Jeez!
Before lighting it on fire.
No! Ow. Well, yeah. I'm not going to make the kid quiet.
No. Just changes the screaming. The young girl suffered some pretty severe burns, as you can imagine, and was in need of medical treatment. After inconsistencies in her story revealed the truth, the woman was arrested. So not only did you pour alcohol on this young girl's face, then you lit it on fire, and then you lied to people about it. Mm-hmm. I forget what the lie was about, but
jeez. I don't think they'll be going out anymore.
No, I hope not. Let's go to Alabama, where beachgoers had some fun in the sun. While out and enjoying a day, a family found 21 pounds of weed and a kilo of cocaine out in the water.
Save the bales.
After turning it over to the police, another report was filed from someone that found another 38 kilos of cocaine in the water.
Why do they keep calling the cops? I mean, I'm calling my friends like, yo, man.
Hey, keep in mind, we hear these stories all of the time.
Right.
That is the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of
stuff.
There's a reason people get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and walk the beaches. You're a beach you're a beach comber. Trust me, there's more stories that you haven't heard than the ones that go, that's look at all this coke.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the turn of Who Sucks Less? The Word, and we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.